Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online, Metro Puerto Rico y El Calce. Señoras y señores, a mi lado, Sean Payne, directamente desde Impact Wrestling. En su momento, oh, fue Rush Singh, ahora es Sean Payne Singh. Sean Payne, it's an honor for us to have you here at Lucha Libre Online. How are you doing today, sir?
Gracias por having me. Buenos días, Puerto Rico.
And this is, y esta es la parte interesante de esta entrevista. Sean Payne vivió en Puerto Rico, and we're going to be discussing that.
I paid for some Spanish lessons before my interview with you, brother.
Brother, this is amazing. You live here in the island, actually, in Manatí. Yeah. You have a pretty particular pathway inside the industry and inside life in general. Let's start by that. How did you ended up living, of all places in the world, in Puerto Rico?
My father used to wrestle for Carlos Colón.
So, really?
Yeah, so my dad used to wrestle over there. And, you know, I guess, I mean, for anybody that's ever been to Puerto Rico, it's the best country in the world. It's the best place to live. You know, who else? Who, you wake up in the morning, you got the roosters going crazy in the morning, and then you got the beach. It's the best place on earth. So I went over there. I go every summer. I go all the time. You know, I'm in and out of the country, but I haven't been there for a little while. My mom's there right now, but it's the best place on earth. As soon as I got there, I was like, we're buying a house tonight.
So for the fans that are here listening, in case you don't know, Champagne's father is Gama Singh. He worked in Puerto Rico. He worked all around the world. He's like this incredible figure inside the pro wrestling industry in general. And I gotta ask, how was growing up with him in the same household? How was growing up seeing him all around the world? Like, was your father your inspiration to do this as a profession, sir?
Yeah, he was. I think, like, you know, everybody looks up to their family right away, you know, when you're born. And the question, you know, how is it having a wrestler as my father at home? For me, I have to ask everybody else the question, what is it like not having a father as a wrestler? For me, it's normal. Like, you know, I come home and I'm wrestling with my brothers, or I'm watching wrestling on TV. And then my dad comes home from work, and I'm asking him, oh, who did you fight last night? Did you win? Did you lose? Oh, how did you lose? Oh, why did you hit him with a fork? What happened? You know, so stuff like that. And I was just always in it. And anytime my father had a show, I remember shows for WWC. I remember shows for Stampede Wrestling in Canada. I remember anytime my dad had a show and he could take me, he took me. I even remember going in the bus, like in the truck with like four or five other wrestlers and the friends. And, you know, they probably didn't want me there as a little kid, but I was there and I got to see what it was like. And from being a young child, I knew this is what I'm going to do.
And obviously you are doing pro wrestling right now, but prior to it, if I'm not mistaken, hockey was your thing. And obviously you moved to Canada, which is like the main sport as of right now and as of ever in Canada.
Yep.
You ended up playing actually hockey in Puerto Rico of all places. And in general, like, you play hockey all around the world.
Right.
What's, you know, let's start by that. How did the hockey came to your life? How did you ended up working as a hockey player?
So I never played in Puerto Rico, but I'm going to be affiliated with Hockey Puerto Rico right now. So we have a project that we're going to start working on. It's one of my goals is to start a program. I'll get into that. But when I was in Canada, I always wanted to be a wrestler. But my dad kind of just threw me into hockey because, you know, all the kids are playing hockey, all the kids are doing this. So my dad put me in and I just happened to do really well. And it helped pay for my education. It helped, so I was playing hockey and I loved it and I wanted to become a professional. But then it ended up just helping pay for my tuition and stuff like that. So with that being said, I went on and I started my own league. So I started doing that and I just wanted to find my ways to, you know, incorporate. I have a lot of family, like I said, in the States, and they were not living in the best situations. And I had a lot of friends that were getting into trouble. And I wanted to find an avenue to have everybody together and not being into the drugs or the drinking and the trouble. So we did a community. And instead of having one team, I made like four or five teams and they all play each other. And then the next weekend, four or five teams. And we kept doing that. Now I have a league that's been running 15 years and we have people signing up. So I've been doing that. And in the future, I'm actually planning, right, fingers crossed, and I'm working on it, just looking for the right people. But when I come back to Puerto Rico, we're going to be looking for some places to start the program over there, because I want to get the, you know, get the kids involved. It's a cheap alternative, and eventually get Puerto Rico into the World Cup, into the World Championships. And then from there, let's try to make, you know, hockey a sport that, you know, Puerto Ricans love, not just basketball and baseball.
Man, I gotta ask, and we are in the playoffs, like, what are your thoughts on the NHL playoffs? Do you still play hockey? Talk to me about a little bit about your career in hockey in general as well.
Okay. So I made it to major junior hockey in Canada, which is like just a level away from the NHL. It's a little bit more than just being right there, but it's, you know, that's in the pipeline. And then I had the opportunity to go play college in America. Ooh. But then as a young kid, you're not really, you know, I was juggling between, do I want to be hockey? Do I want to play wrestling? You know, what do I want to do? So then I ended up sticking with wrestling, which I'm happy with the choice. Also, my father was happy. He's proud. Well, what do I think of the NHL playoffs right now? The NHL, it's exciting, you know, and I enjoy watching, but it's my team is eliminated. Calgary Flames are out. So I'm just sitting here enjoying it, watching, and then learning to see what I can do to continue to develop my own league and bring, like I said, bring the league to Puerto Rico, as well as, you know, find involvement with the national team.
And obviously Impact has an experience with hockey players or former hockey players as well. Does Champagne consider himself the best hockey player to wrestle in Impact Wrestling?
In all of professional wrestling, the best hockey player is Champagne Singh. The best skater to anybody listening.
At this point, you guys can basically create your own form your own hockey team at Impact Wrestling. Is that an option?
100%. I told our team, everybody in the office, I said, hey, if you guys get the celebrity game going, Team Impact will win the cup.
And I gotta ask, man, and we will go to Impact in the next couple of minutes. And Mofongo, like, you live in the island.
Yeah.
What are your favorite dishes? What are your favorite meals? Like, your drinks? Like, what's the thing you like the most besides the rooster waking you up randomly at 5 a.m. without any reason?
Oh, brother. I mean, roll con carne is the best because my mom's making it for me. But mofongo is the best because it's like I don't have it when I'm not home. So I come over there, and then you can't get it in Canada anywhere. So there's no place in Canada. So anybody wants to start a business in Canada from Puerto Rico, come here, sell mofongo, you make $1 million.
Mofongo is the dish, man. Let's talk about Impact Wrestling. Your pathway from hockey took you to what your dad used to do for a living, which is pro wrestling. And sure. You had the opportunity to sign with Impact Wrestling and be a part of the roster. If I'm not mistaken, you made your debut for them back in 2018. That's 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? Oh, first of all, who approached you? How do you started with Impact Wrestling? How did everything became a reality for you?
I was in the business for a while, and you know, the ups and downs of being an independent wrestler and having my opportunity. And I talked to a couple companies here, there, wherever. And of course, Impact was always a company that I looked at, you know, before in the previous name when it was TNA, became Impact. I've always been a fan of the product, always watching. And, you know, I have friends all over the world in wrestling. But it's, you know, it was just a lot of hard work. And then honestly, like, I just kept putting myself out there. And I got seen by the right people. I was in an event where Scott D'Amore was. He watched the show, and he wasn't all, you know, glowing right away. Oh, give me a contract right here. He sat on it for a bit, and he see me get a little bit better. Then he sat on it, and he see me get a little bit better. And the next, you know, the opportunity was there for not just myself, but my father also. He signed with Impact at the same time. So my father was actually signed a few months before me. Yeah, so he was on screen a few months before me because I was kind of just working a few things out. And then, I haven't looked back. Impact's my home, and it's the number one company, if you ask me.
Perfect. If you allow me, I'm going to say something in Spanish really quick. Y es que este próximo viernes, 26 de mayo, Impact Wrestling va a estar trayendo el pay-per-view Under Siege y va a estar directamente desde London, Ontario, Canadá. Si hay muchos latinos en el área, créeme, hay muchos latinos en el área de Ontario. Hay boricuas, hay mexicanos, hay salvadoreños, hay hondureños, colombianos, chilenos. Toda la afición latina que esté en el área de London, Ontario, Canadá, dense la vuelta. Impact está ofreciendo un producto excelente y solamente tienen que adquirir los boletos a través de impactwrestling.com y es el viernes 26 de mayo, Under Siege. Y lo puedes ver también a través de pay-per-view, lo puedes ver a través de Impact Plus y de Fight TV. Créanme, vale la pena cada segundo. En mi opinión, Impact tiene uno de los mejores productos en el mundo. Lo he dicho por los últimos 3-4 años y no me canso de repetirlo. Échenle el ojo, denle la oportunidad y créanme que no se van a arrepentir. 26 de mayo, viernes 26, Under Siege, desde London, Ontario, Canadá, a través de Fight TV, a través de Impact Plus y todos los jueves. 8 de la noche, a través de Access TV, a través de YouTube Insiders, también lo pueden ver, que es la programación semanal de Impact Wrestling. Todas las superestrellas están disponibles ahí, desde Jordynne Grace, Deonna Purrazzo, Champagne Sin, hay un montón de talento que está ofreciendo lo mejor, Steve Maclin, entre muchísimas otras superestrellas, todos los jueves a través de Access TV y de la suscripción de YouTube Insiders para ver Impact Wrestling. Champagne, Impact is the company to be at this moment. It's growing fast. It's bringing its best. Its roster is all rowing towards the same direction. And that's one goal, making Impact Wrestling the best company in the world. How's been your experience so far working in the company?
The experience has been great. Before you say that, don't forget Impact Fallout on the 27th. You say all that beautiful speech for the 26th, but the 27th, we got Under Siege Fallout, right? The experience has been great, brother. We have a very, very talented locker room. The management is top class, like beautiful people. That's the thing that matters. You know, a lot of people may not hear about that kind of stuff, but it's beautiful people on the inside, and that's what matters. And the talent, we're there for each other, and it's very important because, you know, these are our peers. These are people you work with every day. And when you see everybody working hard, you see the respect everybody has for each other. And that's very, very big. And everybody's very encouraging. And personally, you know, I may have not had the best beginning to a career when it comes to TV. You know, I got hurt right away. I was out. But now I'm back better than ever, rich, happy. You know, I come visit the island and I come out here and I'm nothing but smiles and ready to spend my money and win matches, brother.
Brother, Impact, in my opinion, has one of the best rosters in the world. What are your thoughts in the kind of competition that you have the opportunity to face? There are guys like Moose, who's a former NFL player over there as well. There are people like Steve Maclin, who's a former Marine, but there are people in the X division, like Chris Bay, for example, tag team champions, like Ace Austin. Like, there's everything everywhere. Everyone is a good alternative. Everyone is a good possible competitor. What are your thoughts in the level of competition?
From the knockouts to the men, we have so many different styles, so many different, like, you know, athletics. We got like big, strong muscle people. We got monsters. We have so many different styles. And that's going to create so many different types of matches. You know, styles make fights. So that's why you're going to have, like, for example, you say Chris Bay, you have Chris Bay, he can wrestle me. And that match is going to be different if Chris Bay wrestles Shera, or if Chris Bay wrestles Sami Callihan, or if Chris Bay wrestles the Monster PCO. So you're going to have different styles with just one guy. And then if you intertwine those wrestlers, you can have more styles and more matches, and it keeps it very fresh. And our show is never boring. Our show is always exciting, always has something different. And the storylines are, of course, great.
Brother, before we go to our last question, I wanted to thank you and the Impact Wrestling PR team, especially Ross, for making this possible. It's an honor for us to have you here at Lucha Libre Online. Last but not least, what's your message for the audience out there that are listening to you right now, so they can see Impact Wrestling, so they can check the career of Champagne, and as well to the Latin American fans, especially the Puerto Rican ones that know your father, that know you here as well. What's the message to them so they can tune in Impact Wrestling every single Thursday at 8 p.m. through Access TV, through YouTube, or so they can tune in Under Siege on the 26th through Impact Plus and Fight TV?
My message to everybody watching Impact, and especially Champagne Singh, is watch the product and watch it with an open mind. And don't be coming in judgmental and giving your ideas of what should happen. Enjoy the show. You know, don't be sitting, you know, when you, if you watch a movie, Spider-Man, you don't say, ah, this should have happened, that should have happened, whatever, blah, 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 that idea, that. You watch the show and you enjoy the movie. So wrestling is the same way, and Impact is the same way. And don't be sitting there, you know, more or less just like criticizing. You come in and come in with an open mind, and I promise you, you'll watch again next week, and then you'll watch again the next week, and you'll watch again the next week. And if you're watching Champagne Sing, I promise you, you're going to be entertained.
Brother, this has been an amazing interview. I love your career. I love your pathway. I love your culture of our area. Like, you live in Canada, you've worked in the States, you live in Puerto Rico. Like, you've experienced so much. So thank you for sharing your life story with us. Let's hope to see that hockey dream in Puerto Rico come a reality. And let's hope to have you here back at Puerto Rico. Whenever you're back, feel free to reach out to Lucha Libre Online. We'll take you to the best place to eat. We'll get you some pitoto. We'll get you some mofongo. We'll get you some good Puerto Rican stuff like you've experienced here in the island, man. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you so much. Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody.
Perfect. And I'll wrap up this up in Espanol. Champagne singing Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online. Porque en español, nadie lo hace mejor.